First, it was Hillary Clinton. Now it's Carl Paladino. The people who run against Rick Lazio are always interesting. Paladino is a political newcomer challenging Lazio in Tuesday's New York Republican gubernatorial primary. The winner will run against the Democratic nominee, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, in the general election in November. WNYC's Ozzie Pabra spent a day with Paladino and has the story about the unconventional candidate for governor.
Carl Paladino wears more plastic silly bands than most people running for governor. For that, you can thank his 10-year-old daughter.
That's a star. That's a dollar sign. That's a dog. And that's a cloud. I had a change with one of her friends the other day. So she took my ice cream cone and she gave me the stinking dollar sign thing, which I really don't like.
You can hear it even when he talks about trading silly bands with his daughter. Carl Paladino is angry. He blames the political ruling class from both parties for driving New York's economy into the ground. So he's put together a no-holds-barred campaign, thanks to $10 million from his own fortune. The 54-year-old real estate developer said he was sitting in his office in Buffalo earlier this year when a young man running for office walked in.
My son-in-law brought him in my office. My son-in-law, and I sat there, and we talked for an hour. At the end of the hour, I thanked him and showed him to the door, and I came back. I sat down. I don't have a word for this. I look at my son, Bill, and Bill goes...
Here, Paladino hunches his shoulders, throws his hands up, and twists his face into a question mark.
I don't know what the word would be, but it's Italian for...
Something we don't say on the radio. The person Paladino was meeting with was Rick Lazio, the baby-faced former congressman who 10 years ago famously marched across the stage trying to get Hillary Clinton to sign a campaign promise during a televised debate. Now, Lazio's running for governor. When he came to Buffalo, he was hoping to get Paladino's campaign money. Instead, he inspired Paladino to run against him. It was an in-your-face move by Paladino, but the candidate and the team he's assembled don't seem to care if they offend the political establishment.
I don't want to be anybody's friend, all right? I don't have to be anybody's friend. I don't seek money. I don't seek power. I don't seek praise or pats on the back.
So what does Paladino care about?
What I do care about is the people. I'm going to go there for 4 years, and it's not going to be pretty. I'm going to take down this government and take down in size. I'm going to get rid of the political class altogether. They're going to have to go find something else to do in life.
The way Paladino sees it, Democrats and Republicans both have been complicit in perpetuating the state's problems. He believes special interest groups pressure lawmakers who respond by giving away state money. To pay for the giveaways, lawmakers raise taxes on businesses who, in recent years, have laid people off or moved out of state. Lawmakers, according to Paladino, never cut spending.
298,341 employees, they couldn't find one employee to lay off in this budget crisis. They raised our taxes last year $10.9 billion. They raised them this year $5.1 billion.
The key to Paladino's strategy for cutting state spending is to shrink the size of government. He'll give the legislature a bare-bones budget, and when they try to increase spending, he says he'll just stare them down, and they'll buckle. I asked, how can he be so sure lawmakers in his corner won't bolt during a budget fight?
And I have a Republican Senate. And they're going to do what I tell them to do. And let somebody try to stray and I'll wreck them. I'll ruin them.
This kind of tough talk is exactly what some voters are looking for.
I'm just definitely upset the way politics has gone and where taxes have gone.
That's Anthony Phillips, a retired Army vet who's seen his taxes rise and his kids move out of state. He's donated $50 to Paladino's campaign.
How did we get in this position? Didn't anybody foresee anything? Wasn't there one whistleblower on either side of the aisle?
Before Paladino can harness public anger into electoral power, he has some questions of his own to answer. Like why he forwarded to his friends a number of explicit emails? How explicit? Let's just say one shows President Obama in a gold chain, another shows a woman with a horse. My editor won't let me get more specific than that. Lesser offenses have derailed other politicians. Paladino and his gang forge ahead.
I apologize to that, to the people that were offended. The people that I've met since that thing first became public, they're interested in the high crimes and misdemeanors of a bunch of people in Albany. They could give a hell about Carl Paladino and his emails.
Should he make it into the general election, Democrats are sure to remind voters of Paladino's emails. But that, in itself, would be a victory. Paladino is a political neophyte, and his entrance into the Republican primary was considered a joke until he started gaining on Lazio. The New York Post editorial board, a hugely influential voice in New York Republican politics, criticized Lazio for focusing too much on the debate about building a mosque and Islamic Center near Ground Zero and not enough on the state's fiscal health. Palladino also opposes the Islamic Center, but unlike Lazio, he's been outspoken about creating jobs and cutting state spending, which is why he felt optimistic after meeting with the Post editorial board recently. Palladino and his campaign manager, Michael Caputo, said the Post editorial board meeting wasn't easy, especially when one reporter started asking detailed questions. But Palladino knew how to handle it.
She's one of the toughest political reporters in the state.
The little dark-haired one that I gave the thing to?
Right, yeah. Jennifer.
She gave her a silly band, yeah, because she didn't have any. My daughter said, you're not cool unless you had one of these.
They gave me one, too. Then, Palladino and Caputo walked down 47th Street, past the stores in the Diamond District, drove to JFK Airport, and caught a flight to Buffalo for another meeting. Caputo said they were meeting with the next group of people who wanted to endorse Palladino's candidacy, a motorcycle club. For WNYC, I'm Ozzie Pabra.